Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Sports Junkies. 7 a.m. 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. I get fired up every time I hear this song. Probably because I'm a Hokie. At least I work with the Hokies. Get a little fired up for Enter Sandman. I could go for some college football right now. I was thinking about this the other day. I was filling in with Linnell, or we were doing the NFL draft show for the first round, which was a lot of fun. It was a blast to do. But hearing these little cut-ups every time we'd have someone announce a pick, hearing what they'd have to say about whoever the pick was, and then throwing a little highlight from some SEC school, I miss football. Can we have football back soon? Which, by the way, we got the dates announced for Commanders training camp. Under a month till rookies report. July 18th, July 22nd for the veterans. Not that far away. Not that far away. And you want to know what's going to make the make people yearn for football even more? If the Nationals keep losing baseball games. It's been tough. It's been tough. Toby Altizer filling in for the Junkies today. Yesterday, Nationals president and general manager Mike Rizzo was on with the Junkies. I want to play some of the audio from what he had to say. We'll start with the first one here, Bennett. He talked about Davey Martinez and the comments about the players.
Here's my take on that. It's, you know, Dave Martinez is as player-friendly managers I've ever had. You know, he and Dusty Baker, to me, run the clubhouse like no one else I've ever had in my career. So when you talk about, you know, one of the, you know, player managers in the league, Davey's one of them. This guy does 500, 600 interviews a year. You know, he does two a day, pregame, postgame, every time. And, you know, he's flawless. But, you know, he got caught in a frustrating, frustrating, angry, you know, we were six or seven, eight in a row at that time. And got caught in a frustrated moment and kind of lashed out. And I think it was out of frustration. Here's my take on that situation. There's onus on the players, there's onus on the coaches, there's onus on the manager, and there's a great onus on the general manager to do a better job. We all got to look in the mirror. You lose 10 games in a row. You said at the beginning, it's hard to lose 10 games in a row. I've never lost 10 games in a row. I'm just my 43rd year in professional baseball. I've never lost 10 in a row. It's tough.
We'll make it 11, Mike. Last night was tough. I felt like they played decent, but they still lost. But regardless, what he's talking about with Davey, I think, is true. And I know a lot of fans are frustrated with Davey Martinez at this point, and understandably so. I've never been the biggest backer of Davey Martinez in terms of an in-game manager. I think his pitching changes at times are frustrating. Lineup construction. And we can talk about a lot of things in terms of him as an actual in-game baseball manager. It's, again, like I talked about earlier with the dichotomy of the young guys doing well and the Nationals team struggling, the dichotomy of Davey Martinez for me is I've never been a fan of how he manages, and yet I don't think there's a single manager in the history of baseball that could have managed the 2019 postseason better than Davey Martinez did. It was perfect. The way that he managed that team, the way that he managed the pitching staff in 2019, where essentially you were only using two arms for the most part out of the pen, and you were rotating through three, the starters, and kind of throwing those guys out of the pen as well. It was incredible. When you think about 2019 in that postseason, with the exception of Anibal Sanchez in game one of the NLCS, you think of one of five guys on the mound basically the entire time: Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin, Doolittle, or Hudson. Like every moment's like those five guys. It's crazy to think about. And Davey did such a good job in that postseason run, and you can never take that away. He's forever a 2019 World Series champion. He's forever a hero for that. And I think even whenever his time here is done, once you're able to kind of step back and you take yourself away from some of the frustration, you know, you'll appreciate Davey. But Davey's always been so good. The way that I described him yesterday was frustratingly positive. Like when you're just so annoyed with this baseball team, it's so funny to hear his comments Saturday, right? And then I think it was Monday. He comes in after the team lost, and what does he say? Yeah, we played well. No, you did not, Davey. No, you did not. But that's Davey. Frustratingly positive. That's how he's always been. And so the one time that you caught him was Saturday night when he makes a comment, and I don't even think he was trying to throw the players under the bus. I don't think he's trying to frustrate the clubhouse. He'd already tried to send a message before the Mets series saying, hey, if some things don't change, we're going to have to make some changes. If guys don't listen to what we're trying to teach them, then we're going to have to find a way to get the message across. He made a statement similar to that before the Mets series. That's a message to the players. Him saying it's never coaching, that's a mistake. One, that's not true. It's not never coaching. His point being, players have to come out and execute. Players have to come out and do their job. And I think more so in baseball than other sports, your hitting coach can't do a whole lot for you. Your pitching coach, they can make some adjustments. They can help you out. But ultimately, it's on the players. It is in every sport, but I think more so in baseball than other ones. Because in basketball, I can draw up a play. In football, I can find a way to exploit something with my scheme. In hockey, there's some different ways to do these things. Not really in baseball. It's hitter and pitcher, right? You've got to go out there and you got to hit the pitch, or you got to execute the pitch. You got to throw strikes, you got to hit it, right? Like, I mean, it's plain and simple. Your hitting coach can tell you what the guy, you know, his tendencies and all. They can help you out as much as possible. You ultimately got to go out there and execute and do your job. And obviously the players haven't been doing that. Davey more so was protecting his guys. But Davey's always been very, very positive, and you caught him one time. Not saying that anybody wanting him to be fired isn't justified, but I don't know. Now that we're a few days removed from it, I don't think that he's lost the clubhouse. There were players, without a doubt, in that clubhouse who were frustrated by the comments and were a little bit caught off guard. I mean, you got the report from Andrew Golden afterwards saying they were shocked, dismayed, frustrated, right? So clearly there was some turmoil in the clubhouse. Even with the losing streak continuing, I think you've seen that clubhouse repair that relationship at least a little bit. They're still frustrated because of the losing streak, but I think some of the frustration with Davey, he's gone back to being Davey that you know. He's very upbeat. He's preaching positivity. He's talking about go 1-0. You know, the same Davey stuff that you get sick of as a fan at times when the team is losing, and the Davey-isms or whatever you want to call them that he's always saying, hit the ball up the middle, all the stuff that he's always preaching. He's back to being the same old Davey. And so I'm not saying they shouldn't move on from him, but it doesn't sound like that's going to be the case. Let's talk. Mike Rizzo was with the Junks yesterday talking about that, saying Davey, you know, people wanted him fired. He kind of defended Davey against that.
Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh hasn't won a World Series since we are family. Colorado's never won a World Series. And Baltimore, Davey Johnson was the last guy who won a World Series with Baltimore. This guy is proven through trials and tribulation that he can handle a roster, he can handle a veteran laden team, and he's developing at the big league level. And my track record is I have fired managers in midseason, I have fired managers after season, I have fired coaches midseason, I have fired coaches after the season. We're all being evaluated. You know, we all got to look ourselves in the mirror. And we are at a point right now where we're moving forward with our development of these young kids. I think Davey still has the pulse of the clubhouse. He's a great clubhouse presence, and he's a calming presence. And I think that once we get through this thing and win a couple of games, which we will, that we can right the ship and continue progressing towards winning a championship, whenever that is.
Doesn't seem like that's anytime soon. But to his point, you know, Davey has always been a positive light in that clubhouse, and Rizzo brings up an interesting point there that I don't think we've talked about enough that plays into this. Veteran teams generally can handle the highs and lows and maybe temper those a little bit better than a young baseball team. And this is a very young baseball team. The guys that you're depending on, so many of the pitchers are young in the starting rotation. Out of the bullpen now, a lot of these guys are young. Think about some of the dudes that you're trusting in high leverage spots. Cole Henry, Jackson Rutledge, Brad Lord, Jose A. Ferrer, guys that have been in the big leagues for just a very short amount of time. And think about who it depends on in the lineup. CJ, I mean, he's more of a veteran at this point, but he's still young overall. James Wood, Dylan Cruz before he got hurt. You're relying now, Brady House, you're relying on a lot of young guys. And so I think sometimes you end up with these things where it's a wave that a veteran team might have been able to kind of quench a little bit sooner. You kind of have to understand that the highs and lows are going to go a little bit crazier with a young baseball team. Now, 11 in a row is never acceptable. There's no question about that. But I think that does play into this a little bit. And I think keeping that same message in the clubhouse maybe is a good thing. But I don't know what to do at this point. I don't know. I do want to have a bigger picture discussion on what the team as a whole, what the organization as a whole needs to do. We'll do that in just a little bit. But I don't know if firing Davey is the right move. I have no idea. Is it going to change anything in the short term? Probably not. Does it send a message to the team? Absolutely. So is that the right move? Do you feel like the team needs a kick in the pants? Do you feel like the guys need a little something to say, hey, this is about wins and losses. This isn't about, oh, my batting average looks good. It's not about that. It's about wins and losses. If you fire Davey, you send that sort of message to the team. But do they already understand that? Or do you feel like you need to send a message? Do you fire the hitting coach? Does that fix anything? I honestly have no idea. That's where it ends up in a really weird spot where it feels like they just want to ride this out. Maybe this is the final year that you have Davey Martinez managing this ball club. I've generally been on his side in terms of I don't like the way that he manages in games. I've said that plenty of times. But I've always thought he's been such a positive light in the clubhouse that he's good for the young guys as they're kind of developing and moving along, and I think he can help these guys out. You know, thinking about James Wood and CJ and McKenzie, and you've seen some growth from some players. Maybe not as much as some people would like, but you've seen some growth at times. But I don't know. That's where it's a tough decision. I would assume that's on Rizzo. I don't know that that's a... ownership has to make the decision. I would assume that Rizzo, as the president and GM, can make that decision and maybe run it by ownership, but I would assume that he can make that decision. But they're so closely tied together. They're always chatting after games and kind of a post-mortem every single night before they come in and meet with the media, or before Davey comes in and meets with the media. He's always meeting with Mike Rizzo, talking through the game, talking through the decisions. They're kind of, they're very tight together. But the other part about this that I don't know that I've heard anyone else talk about, at what point does Mike Rizzo have to look out for his own back? Right? This has not been good. The Soto trade has done a lot of good for this team. I would say I'm generally a pro Rizzo guy. But at some point, if you're just letting your manager go out there and lose 11 in a row, don't you have to question the general manager a little bit? At least he took some accountability with the Junks yesterday, saying, look, it's on everybody, the players, the coaches, the manager, the general manager. Like, he took some accountability. But at what point do you have to consider that maybe you're on your own hot seat, and I know you like Davey, but do you have to maybe make a move just to help yourself out? I mean, that's the reality of professional sports at times. We see it all the time around leagues. Coaches, whatever, get fired as self-preservation and people helping each other out and making sure that they help themselves out. I don't know. That's an interesting factor in this as well. Mike Rizzo talked about the rebuild, saying that it's taking a little longer, but some people think this rebuild started a little sooner than he did. Here's Mike Rizzo.
When you look at it, we had 8 years of great success, 12-19, 4 division titles and the world championship in that mix, and then we had a rebuild. The rebuild, in my mind, didn't start till we traded Juan Soto in July of 2022. I guess in 2021, Max and Trey were traded, so that was the kickstart of it. But you know, I think we're into this thing three and a half years. The rebuild, when I took over in 2009 to win the division title in 2012, took three plus years. This one's going to take a little bit longer. But all these rebuilds aren't linear, and landscapes change, injuries happen, player performance it doesn't develop as on schedule as you would like. But I think when you see, you know, the 4 or 5 young position players we have, and the 2 or 3 young starting pitchers we have, and the 3 or 4 bullpen guys that we have, they're all young, controllable players that are going to develop with us and learn with us and learn how to win. And you know, when we get to the time where we're ready to win, hopefully we'll invest in the roster and make some moves to put us over the top.
The last part is a little bit concerning. Hopefully we'll make some moves. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. That's not great. I'm not going to focus on that. I know Grant and Danny were kind of talking about that yesterday. I don't necessarily disagree with them that maybe you look at the rebuild starting probably in 21 in reality when you move on from Max and Trey. Although, moving on from Max is one thing because he was a rental. Moving on from Trey with a year and a half, that fits more of a rebuild scenario. The Soto for sure is now for sure into a rebuild. So I don't know that when people say year 5 of the rebuild, maybe. But the reality is there were still expectations in 20. There were still expectations in 21. So maybe you want to look at mid-season 21 and then say that's kind of when it started, when you move on from Trey and Max. So I guess maybe 4 years then now, running up on that. But it's taking longer than I think even Mike Rizzo expected. I think Mike wanted to spend money this offseason and didn't have the ability. I think that this team, if you would have invested some money, tough to say this in the middle of an 11-game losing streak, but I think if you would have invested some money in this team, in the bullpen, another bat, ideally, I would have loved a starting pitcher, a top-line starting pitcher, like we've seen this team spend for before. I think this team could have been what we talked about earlier in terms of competitive for a wild card spot and maybe even the NL East. I think that's a little bit lofty, but at least a wild card spot. But they didn't do that. And that's not on Rizzo, and that's not on Davey. That's on ownership. So it's an interesting spot, but I think for fans, I fully understand the frustration of continuing to lose year after year, and every single time, the other frustrating part about this team is every single time they approach that 500 mark, with the exception of one time early last season, they go on a losing streak, or they lose 7 of 8, or something like that, and that's what happened this time again. 3 games under .500, 30-33, and then you lose 11 in a row. And now you're probably not sniffing 500 the rest of the season. That's tough. That's really tough. And I think the big part about this is this team has to, it's like the organization as a whole has to look in the mirror. I want to talk about that next. The organization has to make a decision on how they're going to operate. Chelsea Janes wrote a piece recently and kind of had something that I echoed after the Ken Rosenthal piece. I want to talk about that next. You're listening to the Sports Junkies. Toby Altizer sitting in for the guys here on Juneteenth.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Toby Altizer in for the guys here on Juneteenth. If you'd like to hop in, we're talking about the Nationals. 800-636-1067. We'll get into some Commanders talk coming up at 8 o'clock. There was an article by Sam Fortier talking about how much luck was involved in Washington's season last year. We'll talk about that. Craig Hoffman going to join the show coming up at 8:30 as well. But a big part of the Nationals for me is they have to take a look in the mirror and figure out the appropriate way for them to operate as an organization. And this comes a little bit out of the Rosenthal piece, which, by the way, I know so many fans were frustrated by that piece, and I understand why. It was pretty damning on the Washington Nationals. It was pretty tough to read if you're a Nats fan, because it was going in on just about every element and hitting on all the soft spots if you're a Nats fan. But I think a majority of the stuff in there, if not all of it, maybe not to the extent that Rosenthal wrote, but most of it was true. And one of the takeaways that I had was echoed recently in a piece by Chelsea Janes. And I want to read this excerpt from her article talking about the Nationals saying, the Nats can no longer pretend that everything's okay. This came out after the Davey Martinez comments. And this is from Chelsea Janes saying, if they do not want to spend, the Nationals need to pivot to operate more as a small market team that pours all of its resources into player development so as to rely on cheaper young players and spend less to fill needs. But can they orchestrate a full-fledged pivot without clear direction from the top? And shouldn't the Nationals, a big market team that's not too long ago had a top 10 payroll, be able to operate like that again? Yeah. I mean, and that to me is the thing here. She also talks about more resources would help. The learners are not the types to lay out for a state-of-the-art pitching or hitting lab like the ones other teams praised for their development that are using these days. And that to me is the crux of this right here. If the Nationals want to get back to their winning ways that we saw for basically a decade, then I need to see them look themselves in the mirror and make a decision on what they're going to do. How are you going to operate? So for me, are you going to operate as a big market team or are you going to operate as a small market team? Make your decision. I prefer you act like the big market team you are. You're in the nation's capital. You're not in... I go back to this all the time. I've worked in two cities. I've worked in D.C. I've worked in Milwaukee. One of them is a big city in terms of a big market. One of them is not. The baseball teams that I covered for both of them are operating under a similar budget, it seems like, right now, which is unfortunate because one of them is not in a small market, and that's D.C. So I need this team to get back to operating as if it's in a big market. And that includes spending money on players, which has not happened in quite some time. It gets tiring of talking about your off-season acquisitions being one-year deals for guys like Jamer Candelario, Nelson Cruz, Jesse Winker, Eddie Rosario, guys that ultimately, if it works out, you trade at the deadline. And I actually think that this season, the guy that they signed to on a one-year deal to be here, Michael Soroka, he's pitched better than his line, and I actually think they wanted him to stick around. So credit to them. But again, I'm kind of sick of this constant one year. Remember when Max Scherzer signed here? Remember when they doled out the big contract for Max Scherzer? And it was criticized as being, oh, this is going to go down as the worst contract for a pitcher in Major League history, this and that. Remember when they signed Patrick Corbin, 6 for $140? Remember when they did that? Get back to more of that, please. I understand that there have been some people who have left this place. Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, obviously, Trey Turner. I mean, you can make an all-star team of the players that have left the Nationals, and the money that they've gotten in their new spots is over $1 billion, right? It's insane seeing the numbers that you can get. But they used to spend money on this team. They used to have guys that were dudes on this team. Not to say that some of the guys they have currently in terms of James and CJ and Dylan Cruz can't turn into that. But you need to operate as a big market team when you're in a big market, and they have not. And so the reality is you've got to look in the mirror if you're the Nationals organization and figure out how you're going to operate. If you're going to be a big market team, which is how they're still operating, then spend the money to be a big market team. If you're not going to spend, then start operating like a small market team, which your payroll says you are. So what does that mean? Become analytically driven. Spend on your R&D department to find an edge in spite of the spending on players. So to me, that looks like this. My number one guy that I wanted this offseason for the Nationals, which turns out was never going to happen. But the number one dude that I wanted was Max Fried. Max Fried, pitcher for the Braves for a long time. Very, very good pitcher. He's been fantastic this year. He signed an 8-year, $218 million contract with the New York Yankees, which is actually a little bit more than I thought. I didn't think that he would quite get that. But regardless, an AAV of $27.25 million. So let's just say $27 million a year. Okay? That wasn't going to happen. Well, if you want to make your team better and you want to start operating like this smaller market team, like I was talking about, then you need to go look at what Wake Forest has done in college baseball. And they have a pitching lab, which tons of major leaguers, tons of people will go to. And this thing cost about $10 million to build. So make up your mind which one you're going to operate like. $12 million is how much the development center cost. So you weren't willing to spend the $27 million a year to bring in Max Fried. Fine. Then you need something to help put you over the top and get the players that you have to take that next step. It's not like the Tampa Bay Rays have a big-time payroll. And I know they've struggled over the last couple of years. But they were in a World Series not that long ago. And they were perennially a team that was competitive in the American League. And it's not like their payroll was big. The Cleveland Guardians, they're seemingly in it every single year. And it's not as if they're operating with a big-time payroll. But they find the edge by being analytically driven, by spending on their R&D, by finding ways to cut the corners. Remember the movie Moneyball and how much people love that? It's about finding that edge where, for some teams, that edge and a team in a big market, the edge generally is we have more money than you, so we spend. What do you think the Dodgers are doing? They also invest in player development, and they also invest in analytics and all these things. But their biggest asset is the fact that they just have more money than you. And so that's what they do. They say, we'll sign Shohei, we'll sign Blake Snell, we'll sign whoever it may be. The Yankees operate the same way. Teams like that, okay, that's your edge. That's a big market team operating as a big market team. Small market teams that look at that and say, we never stand a chance against that. What do they have to do? They have to find the edge. And sometimes that means paying some money to save some money. Paying for a pitching lab. Paying for a hitting lab. Paying for extra whatever it may be that your development staff needs. And by the way, that means you need to find the right guys. Maybe Mike Rizzo is the right general manager for it. Maybe Mike Rizzo's not. Maybe Davey's the right manager for it. Maybe he's not. But think about the way that some of these teams operate compared to how the Nationals operate. I know it frustrates old school baseball people at times, and I'm more old school than people my age generally are. But think about how the Rays have operated, where sometimes it feels like they're being managed by an iPad versus a person. That's frustrating to an extent. I think there's a feel aspect that needs to be a part of it. But I think the thing that the Nationals need to figure out is how are you going to operate? Because if you're going to continue to spend like a small market team, then start acting like one. Start trying to find that edge. Start trying to essentially copy what the Guardians, what the Rays, what teams like that have done to find success when they don't spend money. Because that's essentially what you're doing right now. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to Dan in Fairfax. Dan, what's going on?
I appreciate you having me on this morning. I just think that we have the unfair expectations of Mr. Rizzo, kind of alluding to what you said about whether or not he was the right GM for the moment. I think he's demonstrated a clear ability to win in trades, where the other team may get a winning side of it as well, but I don't think there's been too many like high-leverage trades that he's lost. But that generally means taking something of value and getting more value for it, and that would mean trading like Abrams, like that seems like apostasy to do or heretical to do it right now. But if you were to flip Abrams for two arms that developed into middle of the line starters, would you really be losing much over the next 3 years? And I think that he has not shown a ability to help develop young talent to the level that even the Dodgers, who outspend things, but they also have dedicated an immense amount of resources to player development. The Yankees don't develop their own players. They buy them, they trade them, but they've not had a good track record of development on a like to star level. And I just think he may not be equipped to handle that. And it's on ownership to recognize that, and they're not putting him in a position to be able to do what he does well best.
Yeah, Dan, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I think he brings up some good points in that essentially what he's saying is when you're able to trade Juan Soto and get the package that you did back, it's incredible. You don't have any more Juan Sotos in the building to do that with, unless you want to go ahead and trade James Wood, right? Like, you're not doing that. But at some point, you run out of these resources. And it's awesome to see the way that he was able to get so much from the Padres. It was a perfect storm to be able to get that much out of the Padres in that trade for Juan Soto. But at some point, you're not going to have that star guy that you can just trade and rebuild everything. To Rizzo's credit, he made changes to his scouting and development staff recently, and I think you've seen progress on that side. I think Brady House, you know, one of the things that has been a big discussion point about this team for a long time is when's the last time they developed a bat, and specifically a high school bat. Elijah Green, he was 0 for 4 last night in the Complex League. Not good for a number 5 overall pick. But you see Brady House making his big league debut just a couple of days ago, and he looks good at the big league level. He might be their success story there. Luke Dickerson's looking good as a high school bat, getting drafted last year. It's early. He's only in Fredericksburg. But still, he looks good. It seems like they're turning the corner there a little bit. But the big thing for me is, I think Rizzo is a fantastic big market general manager. I'd be interested to see if he's a good small market general manager. Think of how Dave... The interesting part about this, too, though, is I covered somebody in Milwaukee who I think was a fantastic small market general manager, but he got sick of it and went to a big market. That was David Stearns, who was really, really good in Milwaukee. They were very, very good at finding an edge in the pitching lab and all these little things that I just laid out a little bit ago. But he got sick of it and said, let me go somewhere where I can use some of that stuff and also spend a lot of money. So he's now with the Mets, which he's done a great job with them. I don't know. But to me, this is a real moment where this franchise has to make up their mind, because even if they don't spend on free agents, then spend on C.J. Abrams, then spend on Mackenzie Gore, then spend on James Wood. If you told me they wouldn't sign a free agent for the next decade, but they extended all three of those guys, sign me up. Keep those dudes around. I want to be able to see 29 Wood jerseys around Nationals Park for the next decade. And not because that's what they bought 3 years ago and they have no new player on the team that they want to support, so they just rewear Wood as he's playing for the Dodgers. Please keep him around. Please sign him. And I know he's a Boris guy. It's not a good thing for Nationals fans to hear. So is Mackenzie Gore. But regardless, spend some money, please. Please operate like you're in a big market. Please operate as if you're in the nation's capital. We'll continue talking about this. If you'd like to hop in, 800-636-1067. Talking about the Nationals here on the Junkies on Juneteenth.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6-7, the fan, the team 980. Toby Altizer in for the guys today on Juneteenth. So, one thing that's been really weird about this season, and I talked about this a little bit earlier, it's a strange dichotomy of this season for the Nationals where the young guys that you really, really care about for the future of this team are generally doing well. You look at James Wood right now, he has been spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. On the season, 925 OPS, slugging 545. Been really, really good. 18 homers on the year, 52 runs batted in. Been so, so good. The crazy part is when you look at what he's done as a DH this season, he has an OPS just under 1,400. Slugging percentage of 945. On the season, he's 22 of 55 as a DH with 6 doubles, 8 homers, 16 runs batted in. Absolutely incredible stuff from James Wood this year. And he's been incredible to watch. He's been everything you could have hoped for and more. Yet the team has lost 11 in a row. CJ Abrams, he's had some stretches here where he was incredible for a stretch. About 2 weeks ago, he kind of had a 2 or 3 week stretch where he struggled, and now he's back to hitting the ball well again. But on the season, 815 OPS, 9 homers, 273 average. Defensively, I wouldn't say he's improved, but he's been a little bit more consistent. He's been okay defensively, but still probably an improvement overall of what he's been. But CJ's a borderline all-star. I don't know if he gets there, but he's a borderline all-star. He's been one of the best hitting shortstops in the game this year. Yet the team has lost 11 in a row as 14 games under 500. On the pitching side, Mackenzie Gore is probably going to the All-Star game. He has a 289 ERA. He's second in the league in strikeouts, 119. And the only reason he's behind anyone is because Garrett Crochet has one more start than him. But he has been spectacular this season. He's taken a big step forward. He's looked like the guy that we always knew he could be, just watching his stuff, just seeing his ability to blow fastballs by guys, mix that curveball and slider depending on the righty or the lefty. It's a simplified approach to these guys, a simplified attack to attacking these hitters. I think more so because he's almost going two pitches versus righties, two pitches versus lefties. I think it's curveball to lefties I'd have to double check. D-Row did a really good breakdown on MLB Network. But regardless, it's basically three pitches, but kind of eliminates one of those depending on if he's facing a righty or a lefty. But he has been so, so good this season. 289 ERA and 119 strikeouts in just 87 innings is incredible. Yet they've lost 11 in a row. Right? I mean, it's just an incredibly weird spot where you look at this team right now and the overall feeling around them is discouragement, frustration, the team's not good enough, all these things. And yet the building block young guys of this team have actually played well and taken steps forward this season. James Wood, when you're looking at him, he's no longer just, oh, he could be a really good player and he's a future all-star, he's a future superstar. He's a superstar right now. I think if you were to rank top five outfielders in the sport right now, he could be on that list. I would say for sure in the top 10, but he probably is in the top five. Definitely in the National League. And he's getting better defensively in left field. He's getting more and more comfortable over there. I think you see that. Some of the plays that he's making in left now. One of the things that we saw and heard as a minor leaguer is that he's a really good defensive player. And I didn't quite see that when he debuted last year in his first year in the bigs and even early this season. I didn't necessarily see a plus defender, but now you're starting to see some of that. Now you're starting to see him get more comfortable. He's getting to balls that are in the gap. He's getting to stuff that he wasn't getting to before, getting a better jump. And he's new to left field. That's a new position for him. But he's getting more comfortable over there, and he's been a lot better defensively at the plate. Again, he's like a top five outfielder in the league. And CJ, offensively, has been a top five shortstop in the league. Not defensively, but offensively, he's been so good. And Gore is probably a top five pitcher in the National League. And yet this team is where they're at. It's just a weird dichotomy of this season, where you can be encouraged about a lot of things with this team, and they're on an 11-game losing streak and 14 games below 500. It's a weird spot to be in. They desperately need a win today. You're going to finish the year with a losing record against the Colorado Rockies, and that is horrendous, no matter whatever way you put it. Potentially the worst team in the history of baseball, the Colorado Rockies, is going to have a winning record against the 2025 Washington Nationals. And they might be the only team that they have a winning record against this season. Just not good. Not good. But regardless, some of the young guys that are a big part of this, coincidentally, all these guys part of the Soto deal, a big part of your future, these guys are showing nice strides. So there's at least some encouragement in Natstown. We'll get back into some Nats discussion coming up at 9 o'clock. Next, though, let's get under the gridiron. Sam Fortier had a piece in the Washington Post talking about the Commanders and how much luck played into their season last year. If you'd like to hop in, 800-636-1067. The listener lines are open. You're listening to the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on Juneteenth.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.